This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, maybe you're grown up and the kids are grown up and you don't have any reason to go to the Children's Museum, or you haven't been there recently. Although I would say, no matter what your age, you got a child inside of you, right? Enjoys going out there and having some fun. There's a number of ways you can support it, including the Duck Derby, which is on its way and literally right around the corner. Coming up on, I believe it is August 7th. Abby, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. Saturday, right. August 7th.
Before we get to all that, though, you got a party coming up on the, speaking of not having kids, there's a grown-up party.
Yeah, we're bringing back an adult night. So Tat's going to be there. He's going to be playing some 90s tunes, and it's all 90s themed. It's a great way, if you want to visit the Children's Museum without your kids, you can come and play on all the stuff and have a good time.
And people, folks, if you haven't crawled around inside the helicopter and the fire truck, I see more adults. I mean, the kids love it, don't get me wrong, but the adults love it too.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you ever get to go inside of a helicopter? Most people don't get to do that. I could do that every day. It's the coolest job ever.
All right, so that's coming up on July 29th from 6:30 to 8:30. And $15 per person. How do people get tickets? Online, I'm assuming?
They can do it online. They can give us a call, and we'll get them tickets that way. You can also purchase them at the door.
All right. So that's a fun night. I would, Nick, the 90s, you've got to be all about the 90s, right?
That's my time.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm more so about the Children's Museum. And I asked Abby about this last time, you know, their creativity and offering what they've got. I mean, all it takes is one time of putting your eyeballs on all this stuff, and you want to play. You want, I don't care what age you are. You want to touch that stuff. You want to see what all they have. So this is a wonderful idea. I think it's going to be a blast.
And then hopefully support the museum, you know, financially, because it has been an incredible struggle for anybody who's in this business over the last year and a half, and more so for museums. Most museums don't have auditoriums, so that sort of puts you into a different category, correct?
Yeah, we're not a typical museum that you go to. You get to touch everything and play with everything. And so in the times of COVID, we had to be real careful about what we, if we could be open or not, and, you know, what we still have open. So we're still being really careful, and but we are open for play. So
all right, Tuesday and Wednesday, noon to 4:30. Mm-hmm. Thursday, 9:30 to 7:30. Friday, 9:30 to 4:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30. And Sunday, noon to 4:30. So the open for business. Get out there and check it out. And as Abby said, they keep everything super clean, and the protocols are all in place for you to come out and enjoy and have a safe time. Now, the Duck Derby. I know this is a little different date, and this town's a little tough when it comes to sort of getting people out of their comfort zone. And we didn't have one last year, clearly because of the pandemic, but it is back. And the 2021 Duck Derby presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, Saturday, August 7th. Now, you guys are doing this early kind of prize award leading up to this, right?
Yeah, so we've got more ways to win money. The Corley Family Dental has sponsored our Lucky Duck Drawing. And today, next Monday, and the following Monday, we're going to draw one duck that's been purchased, and you win $200.
All right. So are we ready to announce it?
Well, I got my little bucket here.
Oh, you have a bucket. She's actually literally going to draw this. Most people would come in with a name on a piece of paper already.
No, with googly eyes.
Yeah, it's got Google. You know, we're fun here at the museum.
Absolutely.
All right. So I've got a number. It is, number 222.
222.
222. I don't have the name of the person, but I got the number. So if you know that that's your number, that's awesome. We'll contact you and let you know.
All right. Well, let us, when you attach a name, let us know, and we'll make sure we announce it. So 222. So you've sold 222 tickets. That's good.
At least, yeah. More than that. A little bit more than that.
All right. So how do people get their tickets? How much are they, and what can they win? Not only are these, you know, early drawings, you know, lucky duck drawings the next couple of Mondays, but how much can they win the day of?
The day of, top prize is $3,000. Second prize is $1,500. And third prize is $500.
All right. And then what happens that day of the Duck Derby? People can come out and have fun in person. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. So it's free. It's an outdoor event. We've got lots of different activities. We've got friends from different community organizations bringing activities. And then the duck races. So we race our ducks in heats of about 500. And the top ducks from each heat will race in a final heat for the big money.
All right. And what time does all that kick off?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
And then the drawing will be held?
It's all throughout the day. So the
finals somewhere around
about like one ish or so is whenever.
And you don't have to be present to win, but it's always fun to win if you're there. All right. Well, cmofil.org is the website. If you want to check it out, you can check out all of the activity. Buy some tickets. I mean, this is, look, it's time now. We're still living in uncertain times. You're watching what's going on with the Olympics. You just heard that at the top of the hour. Everybody's doing everything they can to support people that have been desperately impacted by this. The Children's Museum is no exception. So even if it's not on your regular thing that you go to because your kids are grown or whatever, and you're not quite there yet with the grandkids or whatever it might be, you can support them financially just by going to cmofil.com. It's such a great place. We were in there a couple of weeks ago for the Hot 25. And Nick, I'd forgotten how happy, you know, we talk about the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater being a happy place for grownups. This is the happy place for families and kids.
Yeah, and to that point, Brian, this is a place that surrounding communities bring kids by the busload, by the truckload, to have happy times, and they leave in the sights and sounds. If you've ever been there when a bus is visiting, it's like a playground times 50. It's so loud and fun.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, as a grown-up, you're still going to go, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, try to walk past a bubble wand or magnetic gears, or try to not stack the groceries.
Or the helicopter or the fire truck.
Yeah, I guess.
The Wienermobile was there last week.
I know. That was crazy, right?
What happened there? I guess you guys found out last minute, right?
They contacted us the night before, and they just wanted to know if they could bring it by. And of course you can bring it by. I don't care. It was great. We had tons of people come out and see that. It was wonderful.
All right. I didn't know. I mean, I guess I knew it was still a thing, right? I didn't know that it was so generational, Nick. I mean, I thought kids would kind of go, what is that?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Look, they may not understand what Oscar Mayer is, but they know a hot dog on wheels, and they love it.
Well, it was pretty cool because it was parked right alongside the fire truck and the helicopter last week, which was really cool. I know there was somebody like, well, we didn't know. It's like, okay, you know, they give them a call at like 10:30 at night. I mean, they're doing their best to kind of turn this thing around, and it was a lot of fun. That thing's still out there. There's like six of them. They're out on the highways.
Yeah, and they have the people who run them are called hot doggers.
Hot doggers, and they got to be like juniors. Like, there's a very, Nick and I found out about this when we were talking about last week, a very specific sort of status of where they need to be in college, right?
Yeah, it's weird. And there's a what was the trivia piece they told me? There have been more astronauts in space than there have been hot doggers.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's it's got they've built their own brand internally as well. Good stuff. All right. So 222. If that's your ticket number, you just want a couple hundred bucks and you're still in the drawing for the grand prize at the Duck Derby coming up on August 7th. cmofil.com. Is that
org.
Right?
Org.
Org. I always get that screwed up. cmofil.org is where you can buy your tickets online. Abby, great to see you. Happy Monday. And hope you have a lot of cool people coming out to the museum this week.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Fun stuff.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.